You're listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews. Today, we're meeting three of the candidates for Brunswick Regional Water and Sewer H2GO. There are three open seats on the five-member board, and commissioners serve four-year terms. Joining me now is Don Yowsey, who first came to North Carolina in 1987 while serving in the United States Air Force. He's lived in the state since and has made his home in Leland for the last 17 years. He served as health director for Brunswick County for 14 years, and he is running for this board at least partly because he opposes the reverse osmosis plant. We're about to find out why. Don Yowsey, welcome to Coastline.
Glad to be here.
Don, I want to start with a question from Kirby, who sent us an email. He says, with each passing day, we learn of more contaminants present in the Cape Fear River. Brunswick County has no current solution, is going to spend $60 million plus or minus for expansion, which does not address Gen X. As a retired county health director, how can you oppose a clean water solution such as the reverse osmosis plant?
That's a pretty complex question. Yeah. The people who should be held accountable for putting the pollution in the water are the ones that should be made to pay for it. And so we should make sure that they stop putting it in. And with the Gen X, in a short period of time, it'll be out of the water since they've stopped putting it. But any other chemicals are the same. The problem I have with the RO isn't so much the contamination. It's they started with $29 million. Now we're talking $35 million spread over a 10,000 customer base. And it's a lot like health insurance. If you buy health insurance and you're only insuring 100 or 200 people or even 1,000 people, it's very expensive. But if you can get 100,000, 200,000 in a pool, the insurance gets cheaper. And I think if you're going to do RO, it ought to be done regionally, not by such a small group of people.
And so who would you like to see carry that torch forward?
I think we should work with our regional partners, the county, the city, the state, and find ways if this is the way to go to do it. Part of the problem with saying that this is going to correct the problem is you have to look at the full plan. The backup for this plan, if something goes wrong, is they're going to start using the county water again. That's their backup plan. So how does this fix that?
What we hear from a lot of people who are confused with all the news about Gen X and then, you know, the two new recent byproducts that we've learned are coming out of the Chemours plant about 100 miles upstream from Wilmington. We're hearing people say, well, the regulators are saying the water's safe to drink, but these are chemical compounds that could be associated and are likely associated with forms of cancer and in humans. So what do you say to people who are saying we need a solution right now? We can't wait for Brunswick County to figure it out.
I just don't think there is a solution right now. If you study it over the long haul and this is the way you want to go and you want to do it larger, share it with more people, that's the way to go. The problem you have is if you look at the cancer studies comparing the Cape Fear region with the rest of the state, there is no increased cancer risk.
So if you win a seat on this board, and if you find yourself in a majority on the board, a majority that is mostly opposed to this RO plant, what happens to the work that's been done so far? Can this plant be stopped? Is that what you're trying to do?
Well, part of our fear is we had an election 2 years ago, people running against this. They won on a basis of 3-1 in votes. Those people were against us. They've not been allowed to do anything. They've been frozen in place while they continue to move forward with this plant, even though they know the people object to it. In my neighborhood, they're still strongly against it. They don't want the plant, but they're moving forward. I hope they don't obligate these funds until after the election and we can do something about it. But they certainly aren't listening to us.
Have you gotten any sense of a shift in public opinion since the news about Gen X started to come out?
I have heard that a few people are concerned about it. And some have gone and purchased ROs under their sinks. And I think that's a wise thing to do if you have concerns. But that's an individual deciding to spend $200 or $300 to make water for his drinking and for cooking. But if you put an RO plant and you're going to take the most expensive water available, and now you're going to wash your clothes in it, you're going to wash your cars with it, you're going to water your lawns with it. And I don't think that's a good use of people's funds.
Are you currently drinking the water that comes out of
Absolutely,
your tap?
Absolutely, I do. I make my lemonade right out of the sink.
When you talk to people who say, hey, I need to know my drinking water is clean, reverse osmosis is established by scientists. It's the best technology that we have at this point, the most certain option. What do you say to those people?
Again, if you want to buy a thing for under your sink and you're concerned, I don't think it's dangerous. I've looked at cancer studies. That's what I do for a living, or did for a living till 6 years ago, and I don't feel threatened by it. But I don't think that you should take a personal decision and mandate it and shove it down everybody's throat without them having a say. And this started 2.5 years ago when they told the customers who were paying the bills they didn't care what they said. They were going to do it anyway, and they couldn't stop them.
What about the mandate on a public utility to provide safe drinking water? I mean, could you make an argument that right now H2GO is not able to provide safe drinking water?
The water we are drinking meets every federal and state regulation that's required of it. It is safe to drink. No one has proven anything different than that. Are there risks involved? Probably. But you have to look at that and handle them one by one, and don't panic over one thing.
Well, we're not, as we've heard, there is a chemical cocktail right now that is coming down the Cape Fear River. It's not just Gen X. It's not just one thing. There are a number of emerging compounds that are, yes, unregulated, but I'm not sure that means at this point safe to drink. Is that the same thing?
Well, I think that we ought to look at those, and we ought to regulate them, and we ought to get them out of our water. But remember, I talked about this plant. As this plant is being built, they have a contract to buy water from the county for the next 20 years. And if something goes wrong with, and many of these plants, when they start them up, there are periods where they can't produce enough water. They have to go to a backup system. And the backup plan right now is use the same water you're talking about.
Marianne from Leland asks, can you name the scientists, public experts, accounting firms that support your findings?
I can't tell you the names. I haven't memorized the names from all the studies. But I can tell you that the state does studies on cancer periodically, and they've released the results. And there have been no increased cancer in this region.
And I have to add to that, they've said it's still early in terms of understanding.
Most carcinogens are 20, 30 years before you see any results.
We're talking right now with Don Yowsey. He is an opponent of the reverse osmosis plant. He has served as Brunswick County's health director for 14 years, now retired. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Running for a seat on H2GO's Board of Commissioners. There are 5 members of the board who serve 4-year staggered terms. The board has 3 open seats. You can ask your own question during the live Wednesday show by calling us at 910-343-1138. You can also email us at coastline@whqr.org. How long, Don Yowsey, do you think it'll take for Brunswick County to find a solution to Gen X and these other chemical compounds?
The problem is it isn't just Brunswick County. It's the whole region and the state. Many surface waters, they're finding problems with them. But that's what the country drinks, and we've got to find a way to stop putting this stuff in, and if we got it in, to get it out. But I just don't think that this is the answer, and I certainly don't think you should tell 10,000 customers they have to take the risk of a $35 million plant. And if something goes wrong, they've got to bear the cost and not have a say about it.
Taking the financial risk. So this really boils down to the economic issue
it's
for you.
It's a balance of the two things. The health, which I haven't seen any increased risk yet, and the cost when they were told that they don't have a say about it.
So let's say you're elected to this board. You shut down this project. The RO plant is not moving forward. What happens to H2GO? Where do you think it should go? What's the future?
I'm not sure that you have to shut down doing RO. I just don't think you should do it with 10,000 customers. I think we could work with the county, the town, the state, and there may be other people who are interested in doing this, and we can share the cost and share the risk. But to tell 10,000 people you have to bear this risk, it seems unfair to me.
So you're talking then about moving forward with the same plans, just expanding the users.
If I were to do it, that's how I would do it.
Okay, so explain how that would work. How would you bring in Brunswick County and some of these
Well, you know, I served with them for 14 years. I know all the commissioners. I know them by first name basis. They're all friends. And I think that if we sat down with them and we agreed as a group that this was the direction we wanted to take, they would be interested. They're providing all the other water. Why not they help go along with this plan and help us spearhead it and get it for everybody?
In your bio on your campaign website, Don Yowsey, you say part of the reason that you're running is to bring honesty and ethics to the board. Do you think that, why did that come up? Do you think there's a problem now?
At the first meeting, I think I said it already, I hate to repeat myself. At the first meeting when he introduced this and people questioned why we were doing it, they were told, because we can and you can't stop us. And that angered my neighbors. I didn't want to run. I'm happily retired. They came to me and asked me to run because they were so angry that they didn't have a say about what was being done. And then I hear from my neighbors again that the people that are serving now, when they email them, When they call them, they don't get any responses. And the people who are paying the bills, the people who are putting all the money in the H2GO ought to have some say about how it's spent and how it's collected.
Do you think this would be a different kind of public dialogue, perhaps less controversial, if some of the sitting commissioners were more responsive to the people who are opposed?
I think that's the main issue. I think that's what caused it all. Their director told the people who were paying the bills he didn't care what they said, he was going to do it anyway. And no one has, in 2.5 years, no one has muted that argument at all.
And so how would you like to see, do you want to see H2GO eventually become part of Brunswick County Public Utilities? Is that the end goal here?
I don't know enough about it to say that that would ever be an answer. I think that as I get to know more about H2GO and how it operates, that I would form an idea on how we could do it better. Certainly when I was, I won about every award you could win in public health when I was the health director. And I can tell you that every year that I was health director, we returned money to the county. And when I left the county, I left them with millions of dollars in the bank. So I'm not against raising money. I'm not against charging fees for the things you have to charge for. But the people who are paying it have to be able to have some say about it.
It was 2011 that you retired?
That's correct.
As county health director?
That's correct.
What do you think is the biggest problem facing Brunswick County right now when it comes to dealing with its public health? Is it possibly this water supply?
It's the big button item right now. Other things will come along. We'll have some disease that will be imported. While I was there, we had the avian flu came up, and a lot of fear about that. We've had some different viruses coming from Africa. So those things change from time to time. But this is the one that people are concerned about now.
You were in the Air Force for a number of years. How did you become county health director? Give us a little bit of your background in public health.
I'm a registered nurse by trade. Went to night school and got a degree in psychology. The year I made a major in the Air Force, they wanted to make me a public health officer for the military. That's what I did. And they sent me to get an MPH. And so it was really all happenstance. When I retired, I had 3 kids to put through college. And my wife said, we can live on your retirement, but we can't do both. And so I went to get a job. And an opening occurred in Bladen County. And I applied for the job. I was lucky enough to get it. My wife said they'd never hire me. She said, they'll never hire a fast-talking Yankee like you. And she was probably right, but I got lucky. And I was there 4 years, and then we got a national award for reducing minority infant mortality. And I was invited to come to Brunswick County and serve. And so and they were wonderful to me all the while I was here.
How did you reduce infant mortality in Bladen County?
We worked with the minority churches to identify the young people who didn't have health care, the young minority women who were having babies but not getting health care, and they helped us identify them and get them into our clinic and get them treated so that we could take care of those and have them have healthy babies.
And were you able to bring any of those practices into Brunswick County?
You know, when they hired me, they asked me if I could do that. And my answer was Bladen County was 50% African American. Brunswick County was 12% when I got here. If we can do it in 50%, we ought to be able to do it with 12, and we did it in 4 years.
You lowered the infant mortality rate in Brunswick County.
Minority infant mortality rate.
By how much?
About half.
What are some of the other public health problems that you think are currently facing the county that we're getting distracted by?
I've been out of it too long. It wouldn't be fair for me to tell them what to do. 6 years is a long time not to be involved with the day-to-day operations.
So just a couple minutes left, Don Yawsey, running for a seat on H2GO's Board of Commissioners. What's the one thing you think people really need to understand about you and why they should vote for you?
I will be available to them. Let me back up a minute. I'm paying for my own campaign. I'm not taking any money. Any money that I earn from the campaign, I'm going to give to Catholic charities. I don't want anything from doing this. I'm serving because my neighbors asked me to serve. And as soon as this is over, I want out. And so I'm not looking to build a career. I've had 2 careers. I'm ready to move on with my life. But my neighbors asked me to do this, and I feel strongly about it, and so I said yes.
What do you mean as soon as this is over? You want to serve 1 4-year term?
I pledge to serve no more than one.
You're serving 1 4-year term,
that's
and
good.
Your primary goal in that term is?
To work out this issue where people feel like they don't have a say, and to make sure they do have a say when we make these decisions.
You're listening to the Coastline Candidate Interviews. Don Yawzi, thanks so much for being with us today. When we come back from this break, we're going to meet Ron Jenkins, who is an incumbent running for re-election. You can call us during this live Wednesday show and ask your own question of the candidates for the H2GO Board of Commissioners. The way to reach us on the live Wednesday show is by calling 910-343-1138. You can also email questions to coastline@whqr.org. Don Yawzi, thanks again for joining us.
It's a privilege to be here.